Ronan Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your Monday morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. If it was this serious, why wait 3 months? That's the question across the top of two pages in this morning's Irish Daily Mail. It refers to the Brian Stanley story and the news yesterday that Sinn Féin was referring a complaint against him to the Gardaí. The Mail quotes Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan calling on Brian Stanley to reveal that complaint against him. The Irish Daily Mirror refers to Laurel and Hardy with the large front page headline, "Another Fine Mess, Stanley." But The Independent is more serious, saying that Sinn Féin is rocked by the internal inquiry into the complaint against Brian Stanley. The Irish Examiner says the party is in turmoil, while in the Irish Times, Pat Leahy lists what he calls Sinn Féin's recent woes, resignations, references and restricting questions being put to Mary Lou MacDonald at party events. He writes that when sorrows come, they come not as single spies, but in battalions. He goes on to say that even the most dyed-in-the-wool supporters who feel the so-called Free State media is hostile to the party, they would be hard-pressed to see this as anything other than a full-scale crisis for Mary Lou MacDonald. There's a sprinkling of health stories in the papers this morning. The Irish Independent reports that new parents in some parts of the country now have to carry out developmental checks on their babies themselves because of a shortage of public health nurses. The parents have been told to conduct the 10-month check with the help of a guidebook and then to contact their local clinic if they've any worries. While in the Examiner, a children's doctor is quoted speaking at the Hospital Consultants Conference over the weekend and saying that she is waiting times of 6 to 9 months at her clinic because she can't get rooms in the hospital. The Health Minister told the conference that it works in both directions. He says he's seen hospital clinic rooms that are lying empty in the evenings and at weekends and consultants should use them. And on health resources, the Irish Daily Mirror quotes a Sunday Independent story which told us that there's a team of private consultants advising the HSE on productivity and that two of the team are being paid over €1,000 per day each. It being almost Halloween, it's time for a sadly annual story. And it's in the Belfast Telegraph, which reports that a 12-year-old boy is in hospital in Belfast, having had a firework thrown at him over the weekend. Apparently the boy is suffering a serious eye injury. Two stories of religion in the papers today. The Irish Daily Mail interviews a priest who says he'll no longer allow the glorification of criminality at his church during funerals. One service, he said, had an individual in a balaclava carrying the coffin into the church. At the same funeral mass, items left on the altar included tools used for housebreaking. And still on religious matters, the Irish News reports that the relics of St Bernadette of Lourdes have arrived in Derry as part of a tour of Ireland. The paper says her relics will be brought to almost 40 locations in all 26 dioceses. And good news in the Irish Times, which reports that since the introduction of the deposit return scheme this year, there's been a massive reduction in the number of plastic bottles and cans on our beaches. That's according to a survey of Coastwatch Ireland. And bad environmental news in Mallow, where the council has been asked to raise the height of an arch over a laneway in the town. Since it was built 200 years ago, people have gotten taller and are now hitting their heads on the arch. The Examiner headline tells us that Mallow headbangers are creating a headache for the council. Ronan Kelly.